Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We've been talking this week about a sensitive and challenging subject, the judgments of God, the reality of the biblical understanding of who God is and the actual history of God's dealing with his people at various times in history. And I think I'm looking at it because I believe anybody's tuned into this show or YouTube's at Renewal Ministries and others know that it's really our conviction that we're in a time of redemptive discipline and a time of darkness has come upon the world, which God allows to have happen. I'll talk about that today, what that means, but a time of darkness and a time of purification on the church and a time of the great shaking and the stress of nations is here. And it has a higher purpose than just, oh man, we're just kind of going through a rough time here and we're going to hit the reset button pretty quick here and things are going to get back to normal. I don't think they're going to get back to normal for a while. And the Lord wants his disciples to pay attention, to those who bear his name to pay attention, to follow his leadership. As St. John Paul II said, we're entering the final confrontation between the gospel, the anti-gospel, the church and the anti-church, Christ and the antichrist. He said, this is a battle that lies within the plans of divine providence. And it's time for all of God's people now to take their part in this period. So the disciple, someone who's a believer and a follower and whose heart is united with Jesus, loves the leadership of the Lord and understands the world from the perspective of the biblical worldview, the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. We understand it. We understand that the earth is not heaven, that as good as God's good creation is, this is a fallen world. And there's great evil and there's great powers at work, and that powers of darkness, and that human beings have a capacity to produce great good on the earth. Great good that comes from aligning ourselves with reality, with God's creative purpose, God's order, God's goodness, God's commands, God's laws. And when human beings do that, even following the natural law, and rightly bring themselves in alignment with reality itself and don't break from the demands of the natural law into my own reality, we can actually walk and lead lots of people in the way of light and goodness. But when human beings suppress the clear communication of God to the human heart through the natural order, through his commandments, through revelation, when human beings turn away from it, that's turning away from light, the true light that enlightens every man if we turn away from the Lord himself. Jesus is the way to salvation from this darkness and the enslaving end of where that darkness leads. So we're living in an epic battle, and we're living at a time of high consequence when for every single human being, there's a lot in play right now. There's a lot in the balance that's happening. And there's a kind of freedom of anti-freedom, I might call it, in the church itself that's emerging, voices communicating. Like recently, a prominent cardinal in Europe who's heading the synod in Europe came right out and said, he was asked the question about homosexual acts, you know, the moral teaching of the church, of scripture, of Jesus, of the church and Judeo-Christian history. And he came out and he just said bluntly, well, the teaching is wrong. It has to change. Because science has shown us that what's happening and emerging here, the Bible never said a word about this kind of homosexuality that we're talking about here. And he just said some very strange things that I don't want to go into now. We can go into it another time. But basically, he radically contradicted what has been the teaching of the church and scripture and the Lord. And it's there from Genesis to Revelation. It's there in all the lives of the saints. It's there in the beautiful teaching of St. John Paul II, the theology of the body. He just radically contradicts it. Well, he's wrong about that. And he's seriously wrong about it. It's a serious thing to be that wrong about something that important. So friends, we're in an epic battle where even leaders, prominent leaders, are confused, are in compromise, are caught up in the world or the pride of their own mind, whatever it is. And whenever God's truth that's been revealed gets suppressed, it opens up when leaders open up, or parents start to live in a way that's inconsistent with God's life, and you start opening up through decisions, through saying yes to sin and things, the protection that the children have in the home gets compromised. So it is when political leaders lead nations in the wrong direction, and people vote in political leaders like that, and a country moves in the wrong direction, then the protections that come with righteous living and righteous leadership go away. So it's significant. There's a great and important passage in the New Testament that gives us some insight into the dimensions of what God's judgments look like. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and following, reads like this. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men who by their wickedness suppress the truth." So Paul is putting his finger on the heart of the matter. The great temptation of the human race is to act as if God doesn't exist and to see God as our competitor, as our adversary, and that I can't be free until I've broken away from the rule of God and the imposition of his commandments on my life, and I become my own designer, my own self-creative reality. I'm the source. I mean, I've talked about this many times on the program. Not just many other leaders in the church have talked about this as well. And when we do that, Paul points out, we suppress the truth about God. We refuse to acknowledge God, he said, and to give him thanks. We pretend he's not there. We ignore God, the ground of all reality, the source of the design of all creation, the definer of what's good and evil, the definer of what a human being is, what a family is, the purpose of human existence. And it comes from God. All of it was created for God, by God, for human beings to come and enter into God's loving creative order, and ultimately into relationship between the Father and the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit, to become part of the family of God, to be born again by water and the Spirit, to be given power to become children of God, obedient, loving, humble children of God. Well, the human heart doesn't want to be obedient, and human beings in their pride suppress the truth about God, and we say no to God, and that suppressing of the truth is a great sin. To deny God, to deny the Creator by the creature, is a grave evil. It's a form of idolatry and a rejection of God at a very profound level. It's an act of pride. I will not serve. It's the spirit of what happened in the garden in Genesis. I will not serve. I will not pay attention. I am my own maker. I'm my own God. Big temptation in the human heart. I really want life apart from God, is what the fallen heart says. I don't want that adversary to get in the way of my perceived happiness. So we suppress the truth about God. Now, this passage then goes on to describe, ever since the creation of the world, Paul describes that those who suppress the truth put themselves in a terrible position. For what can be known about God, he said, is plain to them because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. Listen to this. Because of that, St. Paul says, they are without excuse. They have no excuse. They can't say, I didn't know. Or, gee, I had no idea there was a God. I just didn't know. I didn't know what I was doing was wrong. I didn't know I was suppressing the truth about God. Paul here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the teaching of the church said, from God's perspective, this is a big, big deal. And the person who does it is responsible and without excuse. He said, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give him thanks. They didn't honor God. How do you honor God? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom teaches us honor. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. You know, that we honor God by listening to God, paying attention to God, being grateful, loving God, agreeing with God's creative purposes, aligning ourselves with his leadership. That's what it means to honor God, to obey him, to speak well of him, to obey his commandments, right? In our speech, in our actions, and our life and gladly offer ourselves to his offer of love to return back. They didn't honor him, and they didn't say thank you. They don't live a life of thanksgiving. You know, the Eucharist, friends, is a thanksgiving offering of our lives, of the people of God through Jesus, through the miracle of the Eucharist, to say thank you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you for revealing yourself to us and creating us and saving us, forgiving us, and giving us all that you have. We love your plan and your purpose, Lord. We want to align ourselves with you. That's what a human being is meant to do. Jesus showed us that. But instead of that, they became futile in their thinking. Futile. What is it? It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill and it keeps coming back down. It's the futility is your efforts are useless no matter how proud and strong and clear they are. The further you push against God, the further you turn away from God, the further you suppress the truth about God, the deeper you go into darkness. Because friends, there's only two realities. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy. There's light and there's darkness. There's no middle way. There's no nice, beautiful, bright middle way between the two because it's no fun to choose either one. So I'm going to create my own and that's where I'm going to live. You turn your back on the God of revelation, of the God who created all things, who created your own being itself. You're God's idea. He made you. And if you decide to suppress the truth about him, you're stepping into darkness, whether you like it or not. The darkness begins by denying reality itself. The ground of being, the very ground you stand on, the very reality of your own existence, you deny it. And you act like you're somebody you're not. I'm my own maker, my own creator. I create my own reality. That's the empty futility, as Paul will say, of a darkened mind. So he'll say, they became futile in their thinking and their senseless minds were darkened. They lost all sensibility. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. And they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the images resembling mortal man, birds, and animals. They start worshiping creatures rather than the creator. They become subject to what they worship. And they end up worshiping things that are lower to them and become slaves to them. That's the futility. That's the destiny when you refuse to worship God. And then it says, therefore, God gave them up to their lusts. Going back to what St. Bernardino of Siena said, I was talking about the last 2 days, and if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to just, you know, download the app, a Renewal Ministries app. You can tune into the program. There's a lot there, friends, and get on board with this. If any of this touches you, we need to talk to people about this. We need to understand what's going on and align ourselves with the Lord's leadership. Therefore, God gave them up to the lust that's in their heart, to impurity and dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, and women exchanged natural relations for unnatural. Men likewise gave up natural relationships with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committed shameless acts with men and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. So part of the darkness that came on their mind is we didn't even understand the purpose of human sexuality anymore and acted against it. And then it goes on, it says, since they insisted on this, God gave them over to a base mind, ultimately to a depraved mind, and all kinds of sins end up, cascade of sin starts to take hold of the human heart and mind. This isn't just about homosexuality. This is about a whole constellation of sin that comes out of rebellion of the human heart. And we're seeing a rise of this kind of wickedness in the world, friends. I hope you can tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of the week.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.